Page 61, chapter Penance and Renunciation, last paragraph from the bottom. For those more intellectually inclined, Vairagya or renunciation has been advocated instead. Interestingly, etymologically, the translation of Vairagya is not renunciation, but the word dispassion. This word has been so poorly understood that often people feel that practicing dispassion means that we will have to let go of our enjoyments as well. They think that they will not be able to enjoy that chocolate or have sex anymore. This is not true at all. Let us examine the power of dispassion. Imagine right now that you have the power to let go of your subtle vices in the mind: selfishness, lust, pride, greed, lying, and others. You might think, because of the nature of our mind and ego, that you do not have any of these vices. Think again, that's denial. Yet in the bottom of our heart, when we are truly honest with ourselves, we know we are nothing but a bag full of vices. We try to impress people with what we have achieved in our jobs, show off our gadgets and cars with pride, even show off our kids' achievements as if achievements are our own achievements. Brag about our teams that we support. Describe in detail about the last holiday that we had on the beach in Mexico or Cuba or Florida. We do it so frequently that we have forgotten how enticed, enamored, and entrenched we have become with these vices. The process of inquiry to find out our relationship with the divine who supports us through this process is what will make it not only rewarding, what will help us become established as a seeker. We can and we will be able to let go of these vices when we inquire sincerely and regularly. Who is the person who is trying to let go of selfishness? How did I get to be selfish, lusty, and attached in the first place? When I feel attached, what bodily sensations come over me? Is there a pain or a pleasant feeling when I remember a particular thing or a person or circumstance that I like or dislike? Am I more than that pain or that pleasant feeling? What is the source of the pain and pleasant feeling? As we spend more time and effort in this mode of inquiry, dispassion comes automatically to us. The saint Adi Shankaracharya said a few centuries ago that the pleasure and joy that comes from dispassion are innumerable and immeasurable. From my own personal experience, this process of inquiry to find out my relationship with the divine who supports me through this process itself has made it not only rewarding, but has immensely helped me in becoming established as a seeker. A learned man once told me that the best way to inculcate dispassion is to think that you are an actor in this world. In the deepest experience of meditation, as has been experienced by so many seekers, you shall experience pure bliss, and you will come to know that is indeed your true nature. Knowing this alone, why don't we learn to just act in this sensual world and not feel attached to our experiences? We can act as if we are enjoying the items available to us just for the sake of acting. Yet Let us train our minds to be always placed in the qualities of the divine. Purity, selflessness, generosity, truthfulness, just giving for the sake of giving, nothing else. Starting to accept and becoming grateful that whatever comes to us is a divine gift and what we give back is our gratitude to the divine or supreme consciousness. When we give, it returns manifold. So give and give to the divinity in the sibling, neighbor, friend, spouse, and you will be given more. That is what is written in all the scriptures of the world. This knowledge is described in the Bhagavad Gita so beautifully. The benefits of dispassion and inquiry are described by Lord Krishna to Arjuna in chapter 12 of this beautiful scripture. He says that once you know that your nature is of the divine, once you have full faith in the divine alone, then you know that your nature is of the unmanifested, the spirit which enlivens the body, mind and intellect, that which cannot be measured, but pervades and illumines all senses. That is what you really are. And we pause. We summarize in a group. What does the word acting really mean? And it had most people confused. And we acknowledge that acting in the sense of typical word that we use as acting, as being an actor, means I'm doing something. But the acting that is described in this book is more subtle, more deeper. This is when your own mind has retracted back to the level of your pure consciousness, which is of the nature of being selfless, caring, loving, all the positive qualities which we know are within us, but they frequently get covered by expecting, wanting, doing, knowing, sharing, living, giving, the negatives, right? I'm giving because I have an expectation. I'm wanting something because it makes me feel complete for a small time. So anything which gives me completeness for a small time. And here is your clue. If you feel that you're complete by having that taste of chocolate for a little bit, know that it is gone within a few seconds. How can that be you? So you are actually an actor observing your own mind, your own senses, your own intellect as separate from you. Let that mind, intellect, that ego, that body enjoy it. But you yourself are the pure, divine, unchangeable consciousness which never is getting affected by it. You will die and leave this body unscathed, pure love, and you are already there. You don't have to do anything special to become enlightened. Just accepting that I am that pure bliss and let that energy become you. When you go deep in meditation and later stage comes, when even with your eyes open, you are only in bliss. Come what may, keyword, come what may, nobody can take your bliss away. This is the final frontier. That is what pure dispassion means. Letting go of any identification with this changing world. And we'll continue next time.